You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Trump administration had warned of immigration raids that would target thousands of people nationwide this past weekend. But immigrant rights advocates are reporting no arrests in some of the country's biggest immigrant hubs, Miami, New York, and no arrests here in the Bay Area. Even though they didn't happen over the weekend, ICE raids are still a constant worry for migrants and their families.
So Panad Cheng,
I'm committed to your freedom.
Khun Hem,
I'm committed to your freedom.
Elizabeth Chan is standing in front of San Francisco's immigration building at the edge of a small protest, saying goodbye to her only son.
I'm okay, don't worry about it, okay?
Elizabeth is a Cambodian refugee. Under the Trump administration, her community's been subject to a wave of deportations. ICE is targeting longtime residents who have criminal convictions. Many of them have lived in the U.S. since they were children after fleeing the Cambodian genocide with their families. Elizabeth's son, TJ, was one of them.
Okay.
Elizabeth spent months fighting her son's deportation order, and she told KALW's Teresa Katsarilis how that fight has changed her.
Elizabeth knows how to keep her memories safely in the back of her mind. She prays and tries to keep herself busy.
Sometimes I'm thinking about the Buddha's word and make me calm down. It's so difficult, you know. But when I do something happy, like to see friend or dancing like that, that memory is go away.
We come this morning in solidarity with members of our community who are facing unjust deportation.
When ICE detained her son TJ, those memories started coming back.
What are you here for?
Check in or turn myself in.
Elizabeth gave birth to TJ in a labor camp. He was born after his big sisters starved to death, but before the Khmer Rouge killed his father. Elizabeth tried to save all of them. She'd had a dream things would end this way.
Before my two daughters and my husband died, at night I dream the big black elephant ran from the west.
As the black elephant stampeded through her home, Elizabeth watched her children scatter in different directions.
When I woke up, I'm so scared, and my body is shaking.
After ICE took TJ away, she tells me, "All I want is for my children to be in one place together. That's all I've ever wanted."
I try to forget, you know. I don't want to remember. It goes too hard for me. And they took him. All my memories came back. Like in front of me, you know, I see everything.
TJ is Elizabeth's oldest living child. He's a barrel-chested father of three who likes to surprise her with groceries. Immigration revoked his status over some minor drug convictions, which he got nearly 20 years ago. ICE shuttled TJ between detention facilities in Bakersfield, Arizona, and Texas. He says the food was mostly inedible, so Elizabeth lent him commissary money to buy chips and noodles. TJ shared a lot of it with the other Cambodian men detained with him.
My first week was I was in a hole for 23 hours. So 23 hours lockdown. It's kind of living hell. They don't treat you like human beings, like you're pretty much cattle.
Behind many deportations is this frantic attempt to stop them. Immigration attorneys file lawsuits. Advocates lobby state officials. Families protest. TJ's family tried everything. And for Elizabeth, that process forced her to relive experiences she'd spent decades trying to forget. She worked closely with TJ's attorney, Alameda County Public Defender Su-Yan Yi.
She asked me when I got pregnant, when I gave birth to him. She asked me again and again.
TJ's attorney was trying to establish his real birth date, because if TJ was actually a minor when Elizabeth became a citizen, then he should have already been a citizen himself when he pled guilty to those drug charges. You lost track of time in the labor camps, Elizabeth says, but she knew TJ was born in the rainy season. She gave birth to him in a shed her husband built himself, subsisting on the potato leaves he stole for her.
I told her when the Khmer Rouge took my husband, TJ know how to walk. And she asked me again to make sure. When I sharing my story make me feel like release. Because if I keep inside, I feel like too heavy and sad.
On Mother's Day, Elizabeth attended a protest in Sacramento with one of her younger daughters, Rumini. She was born after the genocide in the United States, after Elizabeth remarried.
Please give Say Mom and the elders another round of applause. And honestly, written recently, and they practice on the bus right here.
Elizabeth marched with a handful of other parents of detained Cambodian immigrants, urging Governor Gavin Newsom to pardon their children's crimes and nullify their deportation notices.
These babies did not have a childhood. They had nothing. They had parents that were traumatized. They were told to not share their emotions, to keep it inside.
Elizabeth had shared some of her story with her younger daughters, but she says she didn't think TJ was ready to hear it, and she'd never shared it publicly. But when protesters marched to State Senator Nancy Skinner's office, Elizabeth didn't hold back.
I feel good and I feel strong, you know. It's hard for me, you know. Sometimes it's high word and I cannot talk, but I hope you understand me. All of us that believe in the Pol Pot time, we sad, we scared, and we hungry. We have difficult time.
She told one of Skinner's staffers that she wants her country to accept her children.
Please, please help us to keep our children here. Don't send to Cambodia. And we thank you for listening.
Governor Gavin Newsom pardoned two Cambodian immigrants shortly after this protest, but TJ wasn't one of them. Then in May, about 2 months into his detention, a guard woke TJ up around 9 in the morning.
Security guard or whatever tapped my bed talking about, they call it roll out. Yeah, you got to roll out. The guy actually told me, your lawyer pulled a lot of strings and pretty much you're going home.
In addition to trying to establish his real birth date, TJ's attorney also demonstrated that TJ didn't understand how pleading guilty to drug charges would impact his immigration status. In California, that's grounds for vacating his convictions. And once that happened, TJ's deportation order fell away.
My daughter told me we go to Bakersfield to pick up my son. And so glad, and we cannot wait.
Is it official?
Yes.
Huh? So what's
it's
gonna
official,
happen?
Huh?
So I might have a chance to get my green card back.
Or? I'm the one. Is very happy. Yeah. I'm so happy.
Yeah. I'm still confused because I don't know. Like, am I being released or? I've been through so many of that process already. I just didn't know what they was gonna do.
For now, TJ's staying with Elizabeth at his younger sister's house. He doesn't like to talk about his detention experience, but he tells me that as he walked out of the facility in May, one of the guards had some parting words for him.
We're letting you go right now. Anything can happen, and you'll be back in here. Took some time off. I basically tried to catch up on things, whatever. And then on a Friday, I went to my job. I mean, money's not the issue. It's just trying to get everything to the way it was.
But Elizabeth isn't ready to move on from these detentions.
If they have protests, I would like to join them.
This is her calling. She wants to do that.
The threat of losing another child first re-traumatized and then radicalized her. And she's worried that TJ will never understand certain things about himself, like why he panics around soldiers, or, and here's just a tiny example, how he developed his phobia of worms.
When I saw the worm, I just took the worm and to cook for my son.
Talking about the prison camp.
Yeah.
Okay. He eat that.
Traumatized of that now. I just don't like worms. I don't go fishing. To me, it's all new. I mean, it's a lot of some stuff I know and some stuff I remember. Yeah. My mom, very secretive. She doesn't talk about those type of stuff. I mean, I personally kind of keep a lot of stuff to myself.
At this point, Elizabeth starts describing the murder of TJ's father. I heard him screaming, she says. I tried to run towards him. TJ murmurs something about the bathroom and quietly leaves the room. About a decade ago, Elizabeth started drawing a picture book.
I have a lot in my mind, but I don't have time to finish it. So I just draw. I like to draw when I was young, especially the face.
She didn't want to forget what happened to her older daughters and her husband, and she wants her surviving children to meet them in whatever way they can.
This is the place that my husband died, and I give birth to TJ.
She's already shown the book to her daughters, and now she wants TJ to help her illustrate it. So far, though, TJ hasn't looked at it.
I want him to know the true story about himself. Look like he doesn't want to know, so I just keep inside.
TJ reapplied for his green card last month. A few weeks later, on the night of July 1st, almost 40 Cambodian immigrants boarded a flight from Dallas, Texas, and flew through the night to Phnom Penh. One of his childhood friends was on that plane. TJ spent the past week checking Facebook, trying to see how he's doing. TJ was home with Elizabeth around the time that flight took off. And as he rebuilds his life in Oakland, she'll be there to help him. In Oakland, this is Teresa Kotsevilis for Cross Currents.
Teresa Kotsevilis is KELW's immigration reporter. You can find her stories online at KELW.org.